As we know, today is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. It's unbelievable that worldwide a woman is killed every 10 minutes by an intimate partner or a family member. And although we may think that Ireland is a progressive country, femicide continues to take the lives of many women and girls across our country with no sign of any real progress. 35% of women in Ireland have experienced abuse from an intimate partner. That's more than 1 in 3, and it's well above the EU average of 31.8%. As well as this, the north of Ireland is one of the most dangerous places in Europe to be a woman. Shocking. The research of Ulster University has shown that 98% of women in the north have experienced at least one form of violence or abuse in their lifetime, with half experiencing this before the age of 11 years old. There needs to be an all-Ireland approach in addressing this. Passing this bill would mean that someone convicted of a crime of sexual violence in the court would then impose an order, restraining order against them. The victim would be protected. This is a very important step in ensuring that victims of sexual violence feel safe after experiencing such traumatic events. We need to go much further in addressing this, and the root of this is men. Men need to do better. They have a part to play in this, and they need to take responsibility. Collectively, men need to take responsibility for the role and the role they need to play in addressing this misogyny going forward. At the same time, the government needs to take responsibility and hold social media companies to account for the rise in misogynistic and supermasculine content and social media pages. This is negatively influencing young men and boys. We need to support women in a way that makes them feel special and looked after in their daily lives.